Chapter 14. The Change.
He asked. He did it. He proposed on one knee. His face is looking so hopeful, too. Yay! I bop in my seat. As soon as beauty accepts, the curse is undone. Right? Yes. Unless I somehow messed it up by, urging her to accept. I swallow hard. I hope I didn't mess it up. Beauty's eyes are wide. She opens her mouth to say something, but then closes it. Is she going to say no? After all this, she better not say no.
I...
Her eyes tear up.
Yes, I will marry you.
She said yes! Hurrah! He proposed, she said yes!
Mr. Beast slips the engagement ring onto her finger.
How romantic!
Well, not exactly romantic. They're not exactly in love. I kind of force them into it, but it's for their own good, hopefully. And they will be in love, eventually, won't they? This better work, this better work, this better work. Just as I begin to doubt myself, Mr. Beast starts to sparkle.
Yes, sparkle.
His brown fur shimmers and disappears. He starts to shrink, too. He gets smaller and smaller until he's a normal height. A normal height and suddenly very, very handsome. Wow, Mr. Beast is gorgeous. He has black hair, smooth olive skin, and a chiseled chin. He looks like a movie star. Beauty's jaw drops.
Who are you?
Mr. Beast touches his bare cheeks.
It's me.
Who's me? She asks. What happened to Mr. Beast?
She glances at me.
Why is this guy so handsome?
It worked?
Mr. Beast asks, incredulous.
I'm handsome?
It worked! I holler, jumping out of my chair. You're really, really handsome. I did it! I'm a genius!
Jonah jumps up, too, and we high-five.
What's going on? Beauty asks. Can someone tell me what's happening? I'm kind of freaked out. Who is this guy? What happened to Mr. Beast?
I'm Mr. Beast, he says. Or maybe not technically anymore. I guess I can go back to being Mike.
You should be Mr. Handsome, Beauty says. Mr. Beast, Mike, Mr. Handsome, runs to a mirror behind the dining room table.
I never thought I'd see my skin again, he exclaims.
Can someone please explain what's going on? Beauty asks. I'm very confused.
I turn to Beauty. A fairy named Jax cursed Mr. Beast, Mike, and told him that he would be a beast unless he proposed and had his proposal accepted. And he did! And you did! And now he's back to normal! He's a handsome prince!
Why didn't anyone tell me that? She asks.
We couldn't. That was part of the curse. You weren't allowed to know. You had to agree to marry him, even though he looked like a beast. She bites her lower lip and turns to Mike.
But does that mean you only asked me to marry you because you wanted to get rid of the curse?
He looks reluctantly away from the reflection.
Well, mostly. But you do seem really nice. You even picked out a book you thought I'd like. And Abby thinks we were meant to be together. She said you liked me and wanted me to ask. You're the only girl who has ever liked me, even though I looked like a beast.
I can't help but squirm. That's not exactly what happened. Their entire relationship is based on lies and arm-twisting. Maybe they shouldn't be getting married? I glance at Mike. No. He's back to being handsome. And she's beauty. These two are meant to be together. It might just take a little time for the real love to bloom.
When's the wedding?
Jonah asks. Now Beauty and Mike are the ones with frog eyes. They both mutter.
Can you do it tonight? Jonah asks. Because I bet it will be fun, and we really do have to go home soon. Right, Abby?
Yes, I say, we do. Tonight would be really convenient for us, if you can swing it. I guess we could leave before the wedding. Mr. Beast, Mike, is already back to normal, even if they don't get married. Although, maybe the curse comes back if they don't? Better to make sure all loose ends are tied before we leave. I'd hate to go home and see a miserable beauty and a depressed beast on my jewelry box.
I guess we can do it tonight,
Mike says with a big smile.
I'll make us a wedding feast for dinner, and we'll invite the whole kingdom.
My father is traveling, Beauty says and hangs her head. And my sisters won't come.
Their loss, Mike says.
I'm sure everyone else in Kingdom will come when they hear you're getting married, Beauty, I say. Everyone loves you. Mike nods.
Beauty, I am forever in your debt for agreeing to marry me and changing me back.
She beams for the first time.
My pleasure. Happy to help.
Shall I send Mr. Butler back to your house to collect all your things?
Mike offers.
Since you'll be staying for good.
She blinks.
Here? She repeats.
She blinks again.
Yes, he says, looking at her strangely. Here, your new home.
Oh, right.
She gnaws on her thumb.
My new home. Yes. Please, you can send Mr. Butler to fetch my stuff.
Perfect, I say, ignoring Beauty's obvious concern. Jonah and I will stay for the wedding and then go home through the mirror. Everything is set.
I get to dress up for a wedding. Yay! I'll wear the fancy purple satin dress in my closet. It'll be perfect. Maybe I can even wear it home.
Should we do it in the Great Hall?
Mike asks.
Woof, woof, woof!
Where's Prince?
Jonah asks. It sounds like he's outside, I say. Maybe he's trying to tell us the wedding should be in the garden. I'll go see what he's up to. Prince! I call, heading outside. Everything okay?
Woof, woof, woof!
Wow, it got cold out here. And it looks like it's about to rain. I guess we should have the wedding inside.
Prince! I shout. Where are you? Come inside, it's going to pour! Woof!
I spot Prince standing under a tree, pawing at the air and barking, loudly.
Prince, what are you barking at? Is it a bird?
He barks even louder.
Prince, stop it!
I'm not a bird, says a booming voice.
Huh? I look up to see a young man swinging from one of the branches. He's wearing a striped blue and white suit. He has purple hair.
Howdy, he says.
Hello, I say. I feel that creepy crawly feeling down my back. Do I know you? He's holding a silver and red yo-yo in his hand, and he throws it up and down and up and down.
I'm Jax.
Jax? Who's Jax?
Wait! You're the jealous fairy who cursed Mr. Beast!